better picture that house. Picture it up a little better way, and I'll give it to you next time you come.
Okay.
I know I can beat that shot. I think I said last night. Oh, give you a better picture of it. And anything now you can start there?
Okay, talk about trying to. Well, first of all, you said that, say if you were growing, if you were raising cotton, do you know what work you do with that? You'd go out and.
In the cotton field?
Yeah. You know what you call that work that you do?
Well, they cultivate it, chop it. I used to, now the old people, my mother, grandmother, they raised it here back then, them days, olden days, but I never seen any raising. Well, one fella did raise something, moved, come out from up, but
they cultivate,
raise cotton crops.
I used to, now the old people, my school,
as long as crops have been raised in this country, I know
they raised it here back then.
They chopped it and cultivated it. And then I think they nowadays they pardon the ground instead of kill the weeds and stuff like that now.
Yeah.
Put back and for don't have to maybe they may still cultivate, but you can make corn crop nowadays. The people, maybe the majority of them, that don't need part of it, don't know. They just put this weed, pardon,
stuff like that,
in chemical in the ground, and just plant it, and it beats and all the
way. But you can't make corn crop, man.
It beats anything I've seen in my life. I can't go out. I've raised fly, I used to fly mine 2 to 3 times.
What do you call those trenches that you can't?
In chemical in the ground, and just plant it.
You cut little, and with the plow, those little trenches you cut.
Furrows?
Yeah.
Furrows.
I've raised fly, they make
furrows.
And you say if you grew a lot of corn, you'd say that corn grew up in a corn, what?
Field.
Okay.
Corn field.
What about something smaller than a field?
A garden like, rosemary patch,
Rosemary
patch? Yeah, I just planted one out there next to my box. They put yesterday, rosemary patch. And we'll eat rosemaries and put them up, freeze it. And all like that. Pumpkin, I plant pumpkins and beans. I plant peas. Don't go on deep, I plant. I'm going to plant another rosemary patch and peas. About a week from now. So we don't want them both come in and I'll last about 1st of July, then I'll plant another. And then maybe I'll plant another, and then on later enough in the fall, we'll get in before we freeze it.
You call that a pea patch then?
A pea patch. I have a pea patch out there. I planted it out the other day. One time to plant it, I was half a bushel.
And maybe I'll plant another, and then
cultivate them in rows. And then the peas will come over and pick them and even. They stand dry weather much better than the bean does. We have oil of them, of course, have a heap of help to feed, and I always pick my peas and shell them for my seed myself. I don't have to buy them. I shell them in the wintertime and have them ready. I lay off the rows, and my wife could plant them with the planter, but they don't get them hard as thick as I like them, and she takes and just sows them up and down the row, then I cover them up with the plow pulled on.
What kind of
are they off the road?
Beans.
What kind of a peas or plant?
Yeah, or beans. Plant. What kinds are
they? Well, we get the pole bean as a corn field bean. We plant in our corn.
Mm-hmm.
And of course we plant a bunch bean. We plant top crop, green plant, Kentucky wonders.
Well, we get the whole bean and
cornfield. That's the same thing as a running bean, cornfield bean.
A bunch of beans,
several different